Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bow, bow. You know, normally on a Scotty's Vodka Rebel Friday, I encourage everyone to be responsible and wait till 11 a.m. But when we're on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean, maybe there isn't time for responsibility. I mean, it's 4:15, 4:30 here.
Jay? We did an event, started at 12.
How packed was that rally? I saw people were
wall
lined up
to
like
wall,
2 hours in
one,
advance.
It's like two floors with an outside patio. It was packed inside, packed outside, packed coming in. And when I walked in at 12, like 15, some people were already there. Now, I'm not saying they're at the place. They're like Scotty Red Bull Friday type?
Yeah.
They were there already.
Going to be interesting what happens this weekend. We're having a party tonight for the podcast that everyone's invited to. I know you got events, but, you know, you and Monica should show up. It'll be something.
I may pop in. Say what's up. What up, dog?
I got to be honest. I don't know how it's going to go because I personally have not spoken to the establishment.
But
we're kind of counting on tailgate 10.
If they're depending
on, shouldn't
have
to be responsible, but like that's just kind of how.
If anyone was depending on you to have a conversation, it would never go well. Well, I would just let you know. I told 60 people where your event is, because they kept saying, "Man, you and JP got an event tonight." I'm like, "No, JP and Mitch." They say, "Yeah, be Mitch." I said, "No, it's Mitch Tischler." 6'4", about 300 plus. I said, that's not me. They say, no, man, it's you and JP. I said, okay, whatever.
So, when we got off last night, so we get off the air here at 8 o'clock, and the setup here, shout out to the people at Radio Marca that have been
hosting
us.
They've been great, man.
They've been really cool. But this is like a very serious media establishment here. There's two newspapers and this radio station all here, and there's real security, and it's set back from the road. So it takes a little while to get an Uber or a car
into the place.
Remember how I had to walk out the other way? So there is another exit.
Okay.
So I walk out to my Uber last night. It was, you know, like the old school church vans that you can fit like 20 people in. They got like five
this
rows
is
of
one
seats.
Of those?
That was my Uber. And it was just me and the dude. Just the two of us in a 20-seater. It was an interesting.
They thought Mitch was with you?
I don't know, but. You know how some of these roads are like super windy and narrow and there's cars everywhere?
Yeah.
My man was driving this church van through those windy ass narrow roads like it was F1. It was it was interesting.
This place not seem like you were in the middle of New Orleans?
Sure. Yeah.
Those Liberty streets.
You know,
like the French Quarters.
The little old streets of Philadelphia.
There you go. It's a combination of Philly and New Orleans.
But these streets were obviously built way earlier than Philly and New Orleans, too.
Yeah.
I've really enjoyed Madrid. I'm excited tonight at O'Reilly's. If anybody's in town and wants to come, Should be.
Oh, you want to just fly over? Come hang out.
Well, this dude, Paul Coleman.
You'll never make it.
I land at 7 p.m. Must be somewhere to go.
Come straight to the spot.
This morning I was at the hotel getting breakfast, and who walks in but Tarek Freeman? He's like, and I was reading. He's like, look at you pretending to be literary. I was like, I can read, dude. Just because I don't do it all the time. I know how to read.
That's funny.
We got a little news here from practice, and I was kind of paying attention to this. Ben Sennett and Jordan McGee listed as questionable for Sunday's game.
Mm.
Sennett was a scratch on Wednesday, limited on Thursday, and a DNP today. McGee was a scratch both Wednesday and Thursday and limited today. I tried to watch Jordan for a second today, and, you know, what I notice in a brief practice is hard to make too much of a determination on. Mm-hmm. That's not good news, though. Luvu, however, I had kind of been documenting him in the non-contact. He was full go today. Helps to be full go when there isn't contact at practice. Mm-hmm. Quan Martin had been in the non-contact. He was full go. Chris Rodriguez spoke with the media today. He's ready to rock. Bobby Wagner was listed as full all week. It's the question on the show sheet from Landfill is, do the Commanders have any chance on Sunday? And I noticed earlier, the Junks made their picks this morning, and only Bickle picked the Commanders. And I understand why people are reticent to think Washington's going to win, especially after this last four-game stretch. It's been historically bad. I actually really like Washington this week. I think Miami is a super volatile team. They are yet to string two good games in a row. Uh-huh. Now, if you want to look at everything that has transpired over the last month and be like, how on earth can you pick them? I get it. I'm not. You have grounds for that opinion.
Any given Sunday, baby.
I don't even think it's any given Sunday. People are acting like, dude, last week against Detroit, they're one of the best teams in the NFL.
Yeah.
Seattle the week before, one of the best teams in the NFL. Kansas City, one of the best teams in the NFL. Miami ain't that. So I just don't think we have to put them on the same pedestal.
And they play great against a team that they see twice a year, every year.
Right.
And they normally play better against those teams. Let's be real. Of the Junkies, Bickle's the only Commanders fan.
Right.
So the rest of them is not going to cheer for him. And listen, I say it because, like, sometimes we are afraid to speak stuff because everybody takes stuff the wrong way. Bickle's a Commanders fan. He believes. He wants his team to win. The other guys are not. So they're not going to cheer because they don't want us to win any damn way. So the ultimate thing is that doesn't really make me sway one way or the other.
I'm just saying, I think the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The notion that Washington has no chance in this?
Whenever you step on a football field, you have a chance. Okay? The game last night, which I did not see. I went and checked some stuff this morning. The Jets came out on fire.
They got to play four quarters, though.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But still, they came out. other people would never believe they would come out at all. So the thing about it, there are no college, no high school, no college or no high school people there are playing football in the pros. You got pro athletes. And if they get their action together and if they get their, you know, the chemistry going, they could beat any team at any time. Anybody could do that. That's what I understand about pro football.
That is 1 zillion percent
true. And that's all
true.
That matters.
But I don't even think this game, these teams have the same record. Like, we're acting like one of the – Vegas – now, granted, there is no true home field because they're playing in Europe, right? It's not like it's not like Washington is a 10-point dog in this thing.
Yeah.
If you wanted to ask me against the Seahawks and against the Lions, does Washington have any chance? That's a reasonable question. But, like, just because – what they say in the stock market, anytime you buy a stock, there's, like, a legally bound statement that past results do not indicate future returns.
I understand.
In the NFL, it's the same damn thing.
But
this is not, like, facing Steve Young and the 49ers.
You talk about content game all the time. I'm asking you a question. You are in it. I can give a damn about it. If I say a person have no chance, and if I say a person have a chance, which one is going to get the most effect in the content game?
Yeah, but this isn't, I mean, sure.
No, I'm being straight up with you. Answer, yes or no? Which one is going to get the more content? If I say a person have no chance in hell, that's going to get way more play than I say they have a chance. And well, them having a chance does nothing.
I also think there's the immediacy effect, the immediacy bias, right? Like, dog, when you watch political coverage, have you noticed, I somebody pointed this out, I think it might have been a comedian I saw, I want to say it might have been Chris Rock. He talked about, you know what's crazy? Every election I can remember, every election of my life, they call it the most important election of my life.
Yeah.
Every event, every weather event, since when did snowstorms get names? You know what I mean? Like, there's we live in a current society where everything becomes the biggest indictment or condemnation.
We live in an overhyped society, point blank.
About everything.
That's what it is. And the thing about it is, some people fight against it, some people just go with it. I refuse to live my life in a hypothetical world.
You want to say hi to Dr. Espinel? He's watching us at his office.
What up, Doc?
He probably should be performing
surgery. I just hate living my life based off of, oh, man, so-and-so said, hey, we got, I don't care about that.
They have been awful. Like, I'm not trying
they
to discount
They have been.
That.
No, they have been awful.
Miami team
Miami was
been
awful,
terrible.
Too. So, what the hell? All of a sudden, you win a game against your rival, and now you're great? No, that's not how it goes.
I think, I don't know that the Joe Witt removal from play calling duties is going to make a tremendous impact on this Sunday.
Did they change the players?
No. In fact, they probably lost more. They've lost Trey Amos.
I'll leave it at that.
Like, if you want a direct reason for why you think they're in worse shape this week, I would say it's because Amos broke his leg last week. Mm-hmm. And he's probably been their best corner through 10 games.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's out. Yeah. So, like, there's plenty of logical reasons to suggest this is going to be Miami's game.
Yeah.
And I think the top of that list is Devin Achane.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not trying to sugarcoat or project that there should be this intense confidence in Washington this weekend. I'm just here to push back on the complete dismissal of Washington this weekend.
Yeah.
If you operated for the last 2 weeks, Seattle and Detroit, like, yo, they don't have a chance, that was a logic-based argument.
Mm-hmm.
It's not this week.
Yeah. But my thing is, Jay, it's easy to get on airwaves and post things saying what a person doesn't have. I want to know how many of those people put their whole house on it. How many people put their savings on it, if that's what they truly believe? Because I can step on the air and say some of the dumbest stuff in the world, as long as I'm not risking anything about it. That is why I don't get swayed by a lot of people speaking in the media about those can't happen, impossibles, because they don't bet nothing on it. They don't put nothing on it. So I don't care half the time. And you know what? People could probably, you could dismiss what I'm saying. But I don't give a damn what you say on social media hiding behind something nobody know who you are. I don't care what you say if you just make a comment on the radio or on the TV. Put your life on it.
I don't think it has to be that.
No, I'm like that because I think they go so drastic with it. Like, you got to believe what I'm saying. These people, put something on it then.
Well, to that point, my boy Matt Ritz just texted me. He just got in the car and says that we've convinced him. He's betting the Skins. They're going to win by 10. So maybe we're doing the Lord's work, pushing back.
And Matt is probably a man who of certain means that does not really lose his mind. So he's going to bet something that ain't going to change his world. But those people that, man, I'm telling you, they don't have a chance in hell. And they don't even put what White Brian put. White Brian at least bet 10 cents. They don't much bet that. So I don't want to hear all that crap.
For me, it's just like if you look at a 2.5-point favorite, technically that's a home favorite, but I'm throwing home field out the window because this game's being played in Europe. It's
based off of what I'm seeing, the Commanders are the home team.
I agree with that. I think there will be more Commanders fans than Dolphins fans, but I think the majority of people at this game will just be NFL fans.
Yeah.
That's my experience with these international games is it kind of just becomes this like Lollapalooza for football, which is fun. And I just – the notion that Washington has no chance against Miami, I can understand if it's rooted over the last four games where the defense has been abysmal. I just think it's kind of silly. Mm. Like, Miami's also 3-7, and they fired their GM like a month ago.
Yeah.
Pardon me. Let me get that accurately. They mutually agreed to part ways.
Yeah.
You know when people mutually agree to part ways? When one part doesn't want to be with the other.
That's how it normally happens.
Which is hardly mutual.
In divorce.
Right.
We mutually agreed to part ways.
Like, let's just not.
Somebody had enough money where they could let you go, and they gave you enough to make you happy, and y'all mutually agreed to part ways.
Now, if we get to Sunday evening, and Washington has given up another 40 burger, and HM went for $175 total yards and 2 touchdowns, and Waddle has 120 through the air. Like, I won't be shocked because we've seen that. I won't be shocked. Yeah. But I think to approach this one like we have the last few as, oh, my God, it's going to be another one-sided ass-kicking, I just think that's silly.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Let's watch the game. It's coffee football. Everybody at home, you get to wake up at 9:30 in the morning. Hang out, watch football. I don't know what the weather's like at home. Maybe go play golf in the afternoon. Don't assume the worst. If you operated in the Seattle game and the Detroit game, assuming the worst, I can't say I blame you for that. Mm-hmm. But going into this one, this is a different operation. Totally. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Barry Svrluga joins us at 11.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel Friday is turning it up with NBA Happy Hour. Every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, FanDuel is dropping limited-time specials to get you in the zone. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all designed to bring that Friday energy. This isn't just another promo. It's your weekly pregame. NBA Happy Hour, every Friday, 6 to 7:30 Eastern. Only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to grab your reward before the clock expires. FanDuel Sportsbook is official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration, leg requirements, and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.